Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for the Reaching the World for Christ broadcast in memory of the late evangelist Lloyd Yearwood. We'll be joined by all of our regular guest ministers. Stay tuned for the next 2 hours and listen in with a multitude of listeners from around the world. And now, coming to you live from Calico Plains, Tennessee, USA, here's your host, Betty Yearwood and son Timothy Scott Dockery.
Praise the Lord, everyone. We just want to welcome everyone to Reaching the World for Christ broadcast in memory of Evangelist Lloyd Yearwood. It's been a very pretty day here in East Tennessee, and we just thank God for that. And all the floodwaters have went down, so we thank God for that also. And we want to thank God for all the new listeners. We have new listeners from all over the world. We have some from Brazil, New Zealand, India, Alaska, and Russia, and the Philippines. And we just thank God for every one of you, and thank God for all the ones in the USA that are listening. Just join us tonight for an evening of praise and worship and preaching the Word of God, and tell all of your friends and your family and your neighbors to tune in tonight. And we just want to say to all the Facebook listeners, we welcome you too, and thank you for listening. And you can post your prayer request in the comments below, or if you have a report, God done something for you, let us know. We'd like to hear it. And the Bible says that we're overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. So if you have a testimony, just put it in there, and we'll read it off to people. And just let us know if this broadcast has been a blessing to you. And the subject for tonight is Romans 4:7, saying, blessed are they whose iniquities are forgiven, whose sins are covered. You know, the only thing that's going to cover us and wash us clean is the blood of Jesus that he shed on Calvary for us. And my prayer tonight is, if you don't know this Jesus, don't have this Jesus in your heart that I'm talking about, that you'll know him by the end of the broadcast. I see that we have a caller. Let me get him turned on here. 706, come on in and tell who you are and where you're at.
This is Brother Billy Keeler calling from Warren Hills Wood Gospel Church. How y'all doing?
Well, praise the Lord, Brother Billy. Oh, we're blessed. Go ahead and obey the Lord.
Okay, first of all, I want to say I love the Lord, and I don't like doing nothing without giving the Lord God that recognition first and thanking for what he's done and honoring him first, you know, and because he's going to be first in our lives. And, you know, he's done a marvelous work when he sent his son Jesus. And he shed his
Amen.
He shed his blood for us on the cross, you know. And he didn't have to do that because he was God. But he had to have someone to come down and show us how we can live and walk in his footsteps. And as today, you know, Sister Betty, we're going through things in life with all these viruses and everything. And it seems like every day is something new is coming along, whether it be a flood or be a hurricane
Amen.
Or be a big storms or even 2 or 3 different viruses, you know. But if we got the blood applied to our hearts, every bit of that's going to go over us. Praise God. I mean, he protects his own. And by he shed his, he loved us so much, Sister Betty, that Jesus shed his blood for us. Now, I imagine
Amen.
That'd be something else to do right there, you know. But I read here where we're going to be at. It's just saying, Romans 4:7, saying, blessed are they who iniquity are forgiven and whose sins are covered. Now, he don't mean just covered by the sin. He don't mean you're going to cover them up. But what he means, he'll take away them sins from you, and he'll put them in the sea of forgetful, and he will let you live freely. But we got to claim his blood. That Jesus' blood stain that he shed, that blood is what goes into our hearts and washes it white as snow, praise God. And all of our sins are covered, because when he takes something out, and it's like this, Sister Betty, when you put up something, you know, like maybe a will, and you say, hey, I'm going to put this up, it's going to be covered, and can't nobody see it. But, you know, our sins are covered in Jesus Christ is what he's talking about.
Yeah.
Our sins will be covered in Jesus Christ. He don't bring them back up, but your family and your friends and your neighbors does that, trying to get you to do something that's sinful, you know, and trying to bring your past back up to you, you know. You know, we don't have to let that happen. If someone wants to come towards us and bring up our sin and say, hey, they're covered by the blood, and all I got to do is serve God, and what you say ain't going to hurt me. And say, so what you need to do is know Jesus. But, you know, we got to be covered. We cannot just go around here and not being, you it's like this, if you keep going to and fro everywhere, Sister Betty, and if you come to a roadblock, and if you make a left turn and you come to another roadblock and you make a left turn and you come to another, praise God, you know that you're not going to get nowhere. That's what I'm trying to say. But if you get Jesus Christ in your life and get the blood applied to you, and your sins washed away, iniquity is going to be forgiven, you know, forgiven. And ain't nobody can do that except Jesus Christ, praise God. And once you do that, you will get your feet, your pathway will be set on straight street, praise God. And you don't have to live in sin no more, and you don't have to hide things no more, because, hey, you can't hide nothing from God, no way. And so you just want to, you know, come clean with him and you know, let God be God. And you know, and that's all you got to worry about is just, you know, you get your sins forgiven. Your iniquity and your sins are covered, you know, praise God. But nobody, they want to keep bringing your sins up. Especially friends that you had years ago in your family that don't go to church with you or are Christian people. They don't, there's some of the people that you used to go to and see all the time and used to work with when you was out in sin, they want to bring it up. Do you remember the good old days? I say, no, I'm living the good old days, praise God. I've got the blood applied to my heart and my sins are forgiven. So, you know, praise how God. Can you bring my sins up? It ain't nothing you to bring my sins up. But they still do it. But, you know, if you got the blood applied and you're covered by the blood of Jesus, and your sins are covered by the blood, praise God. And I guarantee you, Sister Betty, that if you get the blood applied to your heart, and if you ask Jesus Christ, I'm talking from experience now, that you can go home after you leave church or after you get forgiveness of your sins, and you can go home and lay down and go to sleep in peace. And sleep like a brand new baby, praise God. That's how Jesus did. He take that load off your back. He said, I shed my blood for you. I said, I took away all your sins. I shed my blood for you. And but don't put him back open on the cross again. Oh, it ain't that hard. I thought I was a mean person, Sister Betty, but I pretty was, I guess, but when I found Jesus, hey, I got on straight street. And then I look back sometimes at the things that I did and how shameful was I that I even done it. But, you know, we got to look to the cross sometimes. And those songs says, you know, then I question, oh, Father, how long have I got to go through this? Lord, Father, how long? And then the song says, I can take one more look at Calvary, and it gives me the strength to go on. If you look at that cross when you were going through battle, Sister Betty, and you think the world is down on you, well, the world probably is because they don't know Christ Jesus. But if you think the world is down on you and you can't get nowhere in life and you can't seem to do nothing right, praise God, all you got to do is look back at the cross of Calvary, praise God. Look back at there and look up and see Jesus' scars, his nail-pierced hands, and his thorn-pierced head and the blood are flowing down. And you think that you're going through some stuff, but Jesus Christ done that for you and me, praise God. And there ain't nobody in this world that could have done that but Jesus Christ. You know, he said, ask anything in my name and my Father will give it to you, praise God. But you know, we got to know him. We got to know what he wants. We got to know what he likes. We got to know. We got to get close to him. And sometimes, you know, you feel like God ain't getting close to you. Well, maybe it's you not getting close to Jesus, praise God. But, you know, he don't beat nothing in on a sister, Betty. He don't think that he don't have to do all that. He don't expect you to go through the things that he did while he was on the cross, you know. But you know, he went through all that. Why did he do that? Because he loved us. He loved us. Like I say a while ago, when you're out in this world and don't got no peace of mind and don't think that nobody loves you, well, Jesus Christ loves you. He died for you, and he'll fight the battle for you, and he'll keep the whole world from being on you and trying to destroy you. But Jesus was wanting us to just to get closer to him. The more you know about him, the more you're going to love him, praise God. I didn't understand it, you know, when I first got right, Sister Betty, about the blood cleaning and what all he done for me until I still reading God's word. And I said, man, that was a hard thing to do. I don't think I could have went to Calvary. I don't think that I could have done that. But, you know, Jesus did it for you and me. I'm going to come over to Psalms 32:1. It says, blessed is he whom transgressions is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man unto whom the Lord input not iniquity, and in whose spirit is in glory. When I kept silent, my bones waxed old, and through my raiments all the day long. You know, it is for the days and the nights thy hand was heavy upon me. My motion is turned into the draught of sinful. You know, in other words, David's talking about there, and you know, he said, I was, you know, by night and by day, thy hand was upon me, and but David is saying that God's hands was up on him day and night, and he could feel that. He was so close to him that he could feel that. And, you know, that's what a lot of people don't want to acknowledge, but, you know, we got to acknowledge the blood of Christ. And once we do, you know, all we got to do is say, Father, you know, forgive me. I have sinned, and I want to be set free, praise God. And then five down there, he said, I acknowledge my sins unto thee, and my iniquities have I not hid. I said I will confess my thoughts, my transgressions unto thee, Lord, and thou forgivest the iniquities of my sins. So once you confess to him, that's all you got to do. You don't got to hire no lawyer. You don't got to hire no preacher. You don't got to talk to no deacons, and you don't got to talk to nobody that's trying to put words in your mouth to tell Jesus. But when it comes from your heart, that's all you got to do. That's all you got to do is pray to God and let it come from your heart and talk to him just like you would your daddy or brother or sister. You talk to God just like he's sitting up there in front of you. You know what? Because he is. He's right there with us. He'll never leave us forsake us, you know. But people don't want to acknowledge that. They say God's just a myth. And somebody else just sat down under a tree and wrote the Bible. But I guarantee you, Sister Betty, once you read about the blood that was shed and all the prophets that went through the Bible that trusted in God, that put the blood on the doorposts. When they come out of Egypt, Moses told them, said, God told them they should apply the doorpost with the blood of them. And when the death angel come, it will pass over you. And then, you know, some of the Egyptians, they was falling dead, a lot of them. But when the death angel come to the doors that had the blood applied to them, they passed over them, praise God. But there's something about the blood, you know. We got to have that blood applied to our heart. If we want to escape this world, and if we want to escape the things that's coming up on us, the plagues, praise God, and the plagues and all the plagues and hurricanes and tornadoes and floods that's coming up on us, you know, if we want to escape that, praise God, we get the blood applied to our heart so we can say, hey, you know, you can joyful when all that's coming up on you, and you rejoice when all that's coming up on you, so because you know what the scripture said, if we got the blood applied to our heart. And, you know, but a lot of them just wants to halfway take the blood and apply it to their heart. Then you got some of them that wants to sugarcoat it and water it down and try to make you drink it that way, but that ain't no good. You can't water down the Word of God. I'm talking about somebody that's giving you false doctrine. I'm talking about somebody that's trying to give you something that's not lining up with the Word of God. They try to water Jesus Christ's blood down so that it makes them look good in front of them. But I tell you what, I don't want to tempt the Lord God. I don't want to tempt him, praise God. You know, there's a scripture in the Acts, praise God, that five of them were Ananias and Sapphira come in, and they sold a piece of land and said they'd given such and such to the church. But when they got there with it, Ananias went in and told, put the money at the foot of Peter. And he said, is this what you said you would give? He said, yes, Lord. But he fell dead at Peter's feet. He said, Peter, why hast thou let Satan possess you to lie to the Holy Ghost, to the Holy One? But then, you know, later on his wife come in, Sapphira, and she done the same thing. And he said, such and such. She said, yeah, such and such. And she dropped dead because she lied to the church, and she lied to God, and she lied. But, you know, I'm trying to say here that, you know, you can't hide nothing from God. God knows exactly where you're at. Why is that, you may say? Well, let me tell you why. Because he sent his son, Jesus Christ, to shed his blood for his people. And when doing so, praise God, he wants to know, he cares about us. He loves us. He's not being nosy. It's just like if you got children and you don't know where they at and you don't know how far they're gone, and you hope and in your heart you long to hear from them. But you know, the minute you hear from them, your heart, you be at peace. That's the way God is with his people. Your heart will be at peace, praise God. But, you know, we got to hold on to that unchanging hand. And I'm going over here to Job 33 right quick. But I hope I'm explaining this to the best I can. You know, I'm just doing what following the Lord's lead here, praise God. Job 33:7. And it says, behold, my terror shall not make thee afraid, neither shall thy hand be heavy upon me. Surely thou hast spoken in thy ear, and I have heard the voice of thy word. Amen. You know, if we listen for the word of God, and sometimes you feel like you've got a heavy heart, and your heart beats, and your heart pounds sometimes, and if you stop and think about it, say, Lord, is that your hand that's heavy up on my heart? Lord, are you trying to tell me something? And Lord, if it is, Lord, let me know what the problem is, Lord, and I can get it straightened out, Lord God, but some people don't want to do what God said. And, but, you know, we got to hold on to, I'd read over the wrong place. I'm going to 33:7, let's see. Behold, thy terror shall not make thee afraid, neither shall my hand be heavy upon thee. Surely thou hast spoken in my hearing, and I have heard the voice of thy word. You know, that's all that matters, what we're going through. You know, we can't, every word that we hear is not of God. And if your heart is heavy upon you, praise God, all you got to do is say, Lord, is it me? Is you trying to tell me something? The reason I got a heavy heart, praise God. And the Lord will speak to you, and he'll release you. You can feel the burden coming off of you. And he will listen to you when you tell him what the burden is. He will hold on to that unchanging hand, praise God. And that's all we got to do. I'm coming over to Hebrews 9:14. And praise God. And, you know, we got to hold on to God every chance we get. We got to hold on to God's word, you know, because there's some days it was coming. There's a day of coming when we won't be able to hear that word. Because they'll take our Bibles away from us, and they'll try to tell us they ain't no God, and they'll take prayer away from everything. But, you know, it's just the only Bible that we're going to have left. That's the only one that we're going to have left to go by, is that the Word of God is in us, that we can help someone else, and it's just supplied to your heart. They can't take that away from you, praise God. They can't take the Holy Ghost from you because they can't see it. Everything that's in your heart is hid from them except for God, because his blood, Jesus Christ's blood, is washed and made us clean from all sins. And a lot of people, you know, they try to hide things. And I read Hebrews 9:14. How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, pledge your consenting of dead works to save the living God. You know, works, we can't have dead works and serve God. Let's see, how much more than the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself unto without blemish to God, purge you conscience dead work is unto the living God. You know, we don't want to work until death. We don't want to work in a dead spirit. We don't want to work where, you know, the Holy Ghost can't do nothing. And you don't want to work, praise God. But, you know, we want to be stable in God's will, and we want to be stable in the Lord for everything that he's done, you know. Without the Lord Jesus Christ, I can't do nothing, and it's hard for anybody else to say that they're a Christian and try to do something. But, you know, God sees their heart. And, but, you know, without the bloodshed and everything, I'm going to go over here to, First Peter 1:2. You know, we got to have the blood is not applied. You know, we're working in vain. We're working in vain. Elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father through sanctification of the sprinkling of Spirit unto obedience and sprinkling of blood of Jesus Christ, grace unto you and peace be multiplied. Blessed be the God the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which ascended into the abundance mercy, his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ for the dead. You know, one day, Sister Betty, that may not be far as old as people think it is, but one day the trumpet's going to sound, you know, and those that are dead in Christ is going to rise. But, you know, we got to be dead to Christ, and we can't be dead to sin, but we got to be buried in Christ, and we got to live therein the best we can of our knowledge until that time comes, and until the Lord calls us away. You know, some people, they want to wait till it's too late then to call on the Lord, but, you know, I don't want to take that chance, praise God. But, you know, we got to do what's pleasing to God and to keep the blood applied to our hearts. We got to shun away from sin. If you got the blood applied to your heart, you shouldn't be wanting to hang around sinful places or sinful things or worship idols, praise God. If you got the blood for your heart, you don't want it nothing to get in at heart unless Jesus Christ is there. But I'm going to go over here to 1 Peter 10, part 10, you know, for which salvation the prophets have inquired, and such delightness whose prophets of the grace that should come unto you, searching what manner of time the Spirit of Christ which was in them died, signifying when they testify beforehand the offerings of Christ and the glory that they should floating, and to whom it was revealed that unto themselves, but unto us they did minister the things which are now reported unto you, that by them that they have preached the gospel unto you with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven, which times which things the angels declare to look upon you. And we gotta try to say, if you ain't got the blood applied to your heart, and you don't know these things, Sister Betty, and people say, I don't know, I don't talk to God, I have to go to this and talk to God, and I have to go this. But the thing about it is, Sister Betty, they talk to the ones that's that's out in the world and don't know God. They talk to the ones that say, you know, just live your life and do what you want to, praise God. But on the last day, you can call on God, you know. I don't hardly believe in that, but, you know, I don't know everybody's heart. So, without the blood applied, you know, they are no remission of sin. And I'd like to try to sing a song right here if I can remember all of it, if it's all right.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. I misthink the words. Walking up a steep, lonely hill called Golgotha, there between two thieves, heaven's only supreme sacrifice that was ever offered. And his blood flowed a river into his Gideon sea. I was drowned in his mercy, then one drop fell on me. Oh, one drop of blood, it poured over my soul, washed away all of the sin and pain. And it's better than you. In fact, he didn't leave a scar, for he mended my heart. It's amazing to me what one drop of blood can do. I don't remember the rest of it. I sang it at church sometime, but you know, you got to have the blood before you get anywhere with God.
Amen.
You got to have that blood applied to your heart. And it don't take much, Sister Betty, just one drop. If you just let one little drop, it don't have to be much. The side of a mustard seed. That's the littlest seed they are, and that mustard seed, that's another thing we got to have. That's faith, praise God. It don't take much faith. All we got to do is use what we got, and it starts growing. But we got to get the blood applied first, and once we get that blood applied to us, you know, we can go free sometime. We will be free, and that's what I was saying earlier, you know. If you get the blood applied to your heart, no matter what you've done in life, no matter how far you went, no matter how many people that don't like you, you can't worry about that. All you got to worry about is Jesus Christ, praise God. And he said in Revelations 3:3-2, he said, behold, I stand at the heart door and knock. And if anybody opens the door, I'll come into them and sup with them. They'll sup with me. You know, that right there is a whole lot right there, that verse, you know. It's knowing that Jesus Christ has come to your own heart and door, him personally. He didn't send nobody to do it. He didn't send nobody else. He didn't send none of the apostles. He didn't send nobody, but he said, I behold, I stand at the heart's door and knock, praise God. Ain't that something right there? How would you feel if Jesus knocked on your front door, you know, and how would you feel as Jacob say, well, it would make your hair stand up, you open the door and look out there and say, I think I see Jesus standing there. Because it did when the three Hebrew children were thrown in the fiery furnace, you know, they weren't going to be in the bow to the old king. And he said, throw them in there and heat it up hot, seven times hotter, praise God. But when he got up, and he looked, he said, did we not cast three men in the fire? And I think that's in Daniel 1 or 2. But he said, I see the fourth man walking around. And he looked, he said, like unto the Son of Man. Praise God, you know that's something. Jesus was back in there. And a lot of people didn't really recognize who he was because he was an angel back then. But, you know, he's still with us today. Didn't he come on earth to show us? He showed us, if you stand by me and stand for me and get the blood applied to you, do my commandments, and do what I ask you to do, because he's not going to ask us to do something, Sister Betty, that he knows we can't do. And sometimes he asks us to do something that's for us to push our faith a little bit more. If he said, go to this town and preach, or go yonder and preach, we don't know them people. We don't know what they're going to act like. We don't know them, but I guarantee you, if Jesus Christ sent you there, he knows them. And he not sending you somewhere where you get in trouble at. Praise God. He'll send you there because them people needs a fresh word of God to them. They need a fresh word. And they might, you know, the pastor or preacher may not be nothing wrong with them. Just somebody sometimes just needs a fresh word of God. That they come in and spread the word of God like they ain't never heard it. And it helps them, praise God. And it helps them and uplifts them, praise God. And you know, that's what we got to have. But be sure, if you hear other preachers, and make sure, follow them in the word of God. And you know, we got to keep in touch with them, and we got to keep them going. And we got to just say, Lord, help us, Lord. If you say somebody wrong, and you know, the best way to get it straightened out, and if you see somebody, a brother or sister in Christ, you know, the first thing they're going to holler when you say something is, thou judging me, because they think you're doing something wrong too. But this is the way to do it. You watch them. You listen to them. You see what they're going to do. If it don't line up with the word of God, you pray to Jesus, say, look, brother so-and-so over, I think you need to get a hold of him. And let God do this. And let Jesus Christ do the straightening out, praise God. So there won't be no blood on our hands. But the only blood we need is the blood applied to our hearts through Jesus Christ. And listen to him and get the Holy Ghost anointing, praise God, when we give somebody a word. Ask God for the holy anointing, praise God, and cleave to that unchanging hand, you know. I think that's all I got right now, Sister Betty. I'm about to get choked up here. So, you know, it's been a pleasure to be on here, and if we helped anybody, I did, that hear the word of God, you know, and if I helped anybody, that's good, and that's what I'm here for, you know, we all are. We're here to help spread the word of God. It's not my word or not your word or not their word. It's God's word that we're trying to spread. And if we're trying to help people and trying to introduce them to Jesus Christ, praise God, trying to let them know what Jesus Christ can do, how Jesus Christ will do, praise God. And I just want to turn it over to you, Sister Betty, and say I love the Lord.
Okay, praise God. We thank you for coming on here tonight and obeying the Lord. And we got another caller I see coming in here, 706. Come on in and tell who you are and where you're at.
Right. Yes, just a minute. This is Brother Willie from Barnell. Barnell, who got the church in Barnell. God bless you.
Praise
the Lord.
We're going to have Tim to come around and sing a couple songs, and then we'll get you to obey God.
Go ahead, sister.
Okay, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Rivers of joy now flooding my soul. I know my sin debt is paid. I've been forgiven of my sins, and I've been born again. Praise God, that old I say. Praise God, what a wonderful peace I have found. In that old I know that my name's written down. I'm saved, I'm free, I'm no longer a slave. Praise God, in that old I say. Burden of sin that I carry so long, it's gone, crossroads from the grave, and you can't make me know what I'm going to shout. wonderful peace I have felt. It settles, I know that my days ring down. I'm made, I'm free, I'm no longer a slave. Praise God, it's settled, I'm saved. Praise God, for the wonderful peace I have found. It's settled, I know that my days ring down. I'm made, I'm free, I'm no longer a slave. Praise God, it's settled, I'm saved. There's a fountain flowing from the sacred vein. It's a proudly suffer, but many his name. And a flood of glory conquers every goal.
That's a blessing. Amen. Praise the Lord. When, amen. Praise the Lord. Can God come talk to us and Amen, praise the Lord, and we have and we got rid of our sin. Amen, praise the Lord. How did we get rid of the sin? That's when we accept Jesus Christ as our personal Savior, and continually, amen, praise the Lord, living on righteousness. Amen, praise the Lord. See, a lot of times people don't believe. A lot of people say, "Well, I'm saved by grace, and I can do anything that I want to." Well, the thing about it is they do not understand grace, because amen, praise the Lord, and. Because living by the grace of God, amen, praise the Lord, we are submitted unto God. We got to obey the grace. We got to obey, amen, praise the Lord, the word of God. I know we are not under the law of Moses, amen, praise the Lord, but we are under the law of grace, amen, praise the Lord. That's a different thing, amen, praise the Lord, that we, amen, praise the Lord, that we don't have to listen, amen, praise the Lord, or go under commandments of man, but we go, amen, praise the Lord, to obey the Spirit of God, amen, praise the Lord, because we are submitted unto the Spirit of God. We are submitted unto God, amen, praise the Lord, to do what he will. God did not give us, amen, praise the Lord, the give a continual sin. He didn't give no license so we can continue sin because we are under grace. Amen, praise the Lord. But thank God he wants for us to separate ourselves from sin because we are under grace. Amen, praise the Lord. There's a grace. Amen, praise the Lord. There's a sanctification. Grace. Amen, praise the Lord. It's cleansing us from all the things of this world. Amen, praise the Lord. And he wants for us to separate. Amen, praise the Lord, from the things of this world. But I'm going to go in Romans. I'm going to read chapter 4, verse 1. He said, what shall we say then that Abraham, our father, is pertaining to the flesh, has found? For if Abraham were justified by words, he had whereof to glory, but not before God. So in other words, Abraham, he was justified by God. I mean, praise the Lord, he was justified because he was faithful to God. He was listening to God. I mean, praise the Lord, because if Abraham has been justified by his works, I mean, praise the Lord, I mean, praise the Lord, God will not be received the glory. I mean, praise the Lord. But Abraham, praise the Lord, he was, I mean, praise the Lord, justified. I mean, praise the Lord, he was a blessed, I mean, praise the Lord, because he obeyed God. He obeyed the word of God. I mean, praise the Lord. But in verse 3 says, for what said the scripture? Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness. So this is the key right there, to believe God. Once we said that we believe God, because in the days that we live, a lot of people say, "Well, I believe God." But the time, what does it mean when people say they believe God? They serve God, they submit unto God, they live for God, they separate themselves from unrighteousness. Amen, praise the Lord. And that's how that we can come to be blessed. Amen, praise the Lord. That's that can, God can look down. Amen, praise the Lord. And they can see, my son, my daughter, amen, I can find no sin on them. Amen, praise the Lord. We can be like Enoch. Amen, praise the Lord. The Bible says that Enoch pleased God. Amen, praise the Lord. And he called and he walked unto heaven. And that's what God wants for us to be, praise the Lord. He wants for us to work, to serve God. Amen, praise the Lord. To please the Lord. Amen. And every step that we walk and every way that we do, amen, praise the Lord, we got to ask God, are you pleased with me? God, are you pleased with me? Amen, praise the Lord, because we live in this world as we accept Jesus Christ as our personal Savior. We live in this world not to please the flesh, but to please God. Not to please the man, but to please God. Not to please nobody else, amen, praise the Lord, but to please God. So therefore, amen, praise the Lord, that's what God wants for us to check our lives daily. Amen, praise the Lord. You know, Paul says that he crucified the flesh daily. What does it mean? Amen, praise the Lord. He checked himself. He checked, made sure everything. He will go to God and he confessed, amen, praise the Lord, if he had made a mistake, if he had done anything, if he had said something against somebody that was wrong, amen, praise the Lord. Paul, amen, praise the Lord, he will put that he crucified the flesh daily. Amen, praise the Lord. And that's what God wants for us to do. And that's what we got to do, amen, praise the Lord, to be blessed. Amen, praise the Lord, to receive the blessings of God. Amen, praise the Lord. But, and then in verse 14, not to him the work is the reward, nor reckon of grace, but of death. But to him the work now, but believe on him that justify the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness. So therefore, and if the once again, there's no by works. We are not saved by works. But once we accept Jesus Christ, a personal Savior, we got it. Amen, praise the Lord. We got to do the work of God. We got to, praise the Lord, submit ourselves to God. Amen, praise the Lord. We got to obey God, like I said, in every situation. Those people say, we got to walk the walk and we got to talk the talk. Amen, praise the Lord, because let me tell you something. It's easy to tell people what to do, but I mean, praise the Lord, when it's time for us to do, I mean, praise the Lord, that's a sacrifice that we got to make. We got to make a sacrifice, I mean, praise the Lord, to please God. It's like a lot of times, I mean, praise the Lord, we go to a job, I mean, praise the Lord, and we got our own ways to do things, but when we go to a job, I mean, praise the Lord, we got to learn their ways, no, our way, not the way that we want to work. But that way the boss wants us to work. It's the same thing with God. When we come unto him and we don't keep doing the same things that we used to do, but now we will learn unto God. Amen. Praise the Lord. So now we won't do our way, but we do the will of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. We submit ourselves. We begin. It's like in the world. We say anything, anytime that we say, when it's course, we course. Anytime that we want to say bad word, we say bad word. Anytime that we want to say certain things by somebody, and we say it. But thank God that we don't have to do that no more. Amen, praise the Lord. We can hold back on things. Amen, praise the Lord. The churches is full of people that they're thinking. I'm thinking about this. I'm thinking about that. I'm thinking about that. I think what? They're thinking. It's far from the Word of God. It's a long way from the Word of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. We got to think about the Word of God, what the Word of God said, what the Word of God means. Amen. Praise the Lord. And what did God want in my life. Amen. Praise the Lord. Not what I want in my life. Not what I want. Amen. Praise the Lord. And what I want to do, but what he want me to do. Amen. Praise the Lord. And so that can be, and praise the Lord, be in the blessings of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. But I'm going to read in verse 6. Even David, after describing the blessedness of a man unto whom God input righteousness without works. Amen, praise the Lord. So therefore, amen, praise the Lord, when God, amen, praise the Lord, can describe, amen, praise the Lord, the blessings of the man unto whom God input righteousness without works. Amen, praise the Lord. And so therefore, and that's what God, amen, praise the Lord, God wants for us to apart from things, amen, praise the Lord, so that can God put blessings in that, amen, praise the Lord. But when we go right here, amen, praise the Lord, and we go in the book of Psalms chapter 1, amen, praise the Lord, and this is what David is talking again, amen, praise the Lord, in Psalms chapter 1, verse 1, he said, blessed is the man that walk not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standing in the way of sinners, nor sitting in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law do he meditate day and night. And that's what God wants for us. Amen, praise the Lord. And that's why God has come to be the friend of David. David comes to be a friend of God. Amen, praise the Lord, because that's what David would do. He delight. He will think. Amen. He sit down. He will meditate in the Word of God. He meditate. Amen, praise the Lord, in the blessings of God. And we understand who David was. Amen. And he was in war, and he was running for his enemies. Amen, praise the Lord, most of his life. Amen, praise the Lord. I believe he will sit down and say, will God deliver me from this thing? Amen, praise the Lord. He will think the righteousness of God. He will meditate on the Word of God. He meditate day and night. Yeah, amen, praise the Lord. And he serve God. And he will not stand on the way of the scornful. He will not walk in the way of the sinners. Amen, praise the Lord. And that's what God wants for us to do, for us to separate from sinners. He wants for us to separate from scorners. The people, what is scorners? The people destroy one another. When the people, they come one against another, amen, praise the Lord. And he want, God want for us to destroy, amen, praise the Lord. And, you know, many times I just wonder, you know, I see a lot of people, amen, praise the Lord, they go everywhere, they go to the all so many things out there in the world and everything. And I wonder where is the line? The people can run the line and say, well, this is not good for me. This isn't godly for me. Amen, praise the Lord. We live in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah. We live in the days of Noah. Amen, praise the Lord. And we got to separate from those places. We got to separate from a lot of places, from a lot of people. Amen, praise the Lord. Because we don't want to be tangled. Sometimes because it's our family. Sometimes because discusses our friends, and my friends, Lord, that they want to be go within somewhere where it's no right for us to be, and my friends, Lord, and I believe it's time that we can say, no, I'm not going to go because I don't think that's what I need to be there. I don't think that's what I want to go.
Amen.
I don't think God allowed me to go there, my friends, Lord. We got to sanctify, my friends, Lord. And we got to know that we are blessed in the God. See, the thing about this, we don't understand. A lot of people don't understand. Amen, praise Lord, to serve in God. Amen, praise Lord, it's not a heavy, it's not the last thing that we got. But it's a pleasure. Amen, it's a pleasure. It's a pleasure to know God. Amen, praise Lord. It's something special. Amen, praise Lord, that you can know. Say, well, if you got time, I will go to church. If you got time, I read the Bible. If you got time, I pray. No, this has got to be the first thing in our heart. There's got to be the first thing in our mind. Amen, praise Lord. The things of God. Amen, praise Lord, because it's everything that we have. Everything. It's the only thing that we got, church. Look around in this world today. Amen, praise Lord. You can trust the government. You can trust, amen, the leaders today. You can trust, amen, praise Lord. You can trust other preachers, amen. Therefore, you got to trust God, amen, praise Lord. You got to put your confidence on God, amen, praise Lord. The thing about this, he will never leave you. He will never forsake you. He will with you even unto the end, amen, praise Lord. He will never lie to you. If he promised something to you, he will keep his promise, amen, praise Lord, because it's everything. It's the only thing that we got. It's the only thing that we need, amen, praise Lord. He shall supply every need according to his riches and Christ in glory, amen, praise Lord. And he will bless us. He shall heal, amen, praise Lord. He's our tower, amen, praise Lord. He's our refuge, amen, praise Lord. He is the praise Lord, our beginning, and he's our end, amen, praise Lord. He's the Alpha, he's the Omega, amen, praise Lord. He's everything, amen, praise Lord, that we ever need, amen, praise Lord. And we are the blessings of Mahasaya. He is the blessings of God. We are the blessed of God, amen, praise Lord. And because he wants for us to, amen, praise Lord, and come unto him and realize who God is in our heart. We've got to realize who God is, amen, praise the Lord, because he's everything, church, amen, praise the Lord. There's, amen, praise the Lord, I don't care how much money people have. I don't care what kind of jobs the people have. It doesn't matter how much the kind of interest the people have, amen, praise the Lord. Let me tell you something, you, amen, praise the Lord, you will have a problem from time to time, amen, praise the Lord. You will have a situation, but when you have God, you got everything. You got spiritual things, you got physical things, you got financial things, you got mental things, amen, praise the Lord. And you got praise, thank God, you got it, and he will supply you need, amen, praise the Lord. And not just that, praise the Lord, but one day he will come, take us, amen, praise the Lord, to heaven, where there won't be no pain, where there won't be no sorrow, where there won't be no suffering, amen, praise the Lord. There won't be no tears, there won't be no more prayers, amen, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We will rejoice, amen, praise the Lord, where there won't be no Republicans, there won't be no Democrats, there won't be no, amen, praise the Lord, this, there won't be no that, amen, praise the Lord. There won't be people, there won't be no leaders leave citizens behind, amen, praise the Lord. And we all gonna be one, amen, praise the Lord. We are always serving God, amen, praise the Lord. And he, and praise the Lord, he will be, there won't be no sun, but he will be the sun that will shine the city, amen, praise the Lord. And that's what God wants for us to do, amen, praise the Lord. Realize, amen, praise the Lord, he is the, we are the blessings of God, amen, praise the Lord. And Matthew chapter 5, amen, praise the Lord. Matthew chapter 5, we're going to begin in verse 1. He's talking about the blessings, amen. The blessings, amen, praise the Lord. In Matthew chapter 5, verse 1, he says, and seeing the multitude, he went up onto the mountain, and when he was there, his disciples came unto him. And he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, listen, this one says, it's a blessing or the poor and the spirit. For that is the kingdom of heaven. Amen, praise the Lord. So therefore, amen, praise the Lord. A lot of people say, well, I got all this money in the world. I got money. I got millions of dollars. I live in a nice house. I live in a nice city. I live in a nice country. I got the best car there is. Amen, praise the Lord. But there's no blessing. Sometimes it can be a curse. Amen, praise the Lord. But, amen, praise the Lord. He says, blessed are the poor in the spirit. For that is the kingdom of heaven. Verse 14. Blessed are they that mourn, for there shall be the comfort. So all these things, amen, praise the Lord. Once again, we got to realize what really blessed is. What really blessed. A lot of people say, well, I'm blessed, amen, praise the Lord. I got a new car. I'm blessed. I got a new house. No, but what's your spirit? How you are with God? where you stand with God, amen. That's a blessing, amen. That's a blessing, amen, praise the Lord. We can be the poorest person in this world. We cannot have no place to stay. We can be right there sleeping under the bridge. We can use board boxes, amen, to be our blanket, amen, praise the Lord. And we can go to the garbage can, amen, praise the Lord, and eat, amen, praise the Lord, the food from there. And we are the richest, man. If we have got Jesus Christ, we are the blessed people, amen, praise the Lord. It's like Lazarus, amen, praise the Lord. When the beg on the rich man, amen, praise the Lord. All the rich man, he thought he was rich. If Lazarus was the rich, amen, he didn't have no place, amen, praise the Lord, to sleep. He didn't have no money to go to the hospital. He didn't have no money to go to the doctor, so, amen, praise the Lord, so they clean his wounds, amen, praise the Lord. He didn't have no clothes, amen, praise the Lord. But he was the richest man in this world, amen, praise the Lord. He was, amen, praise the Lord, because after a while, Jesus Christ called him unto heaven, amen, praise the Lord. And he was in Abraham's bosom, amen, praise the Lord. He was comfortable, amen, praise the Lord. He was blessed. He wasn't hungry no more. He wasn't thirsty no more. He wasn't wounded no more. He wasn't bleeding no more, amen, praise the Lord. Amen, praise the Lord. Amen, praise the Lord. There come the rich man. Hallelujah. And he thought he had everything. Amen, praise the Lord. And he the best. Amen, praise the Lord. Have the many friends. Amen, praise the Lord. Have money, the best watches or the best cars, whatever you want, and whatever they had. Amen, praise the Lord. But let me tell you something. When he went to hell, amen, praise the Lord, all that was that he was a poor, poor man. Hallelujah. And that's what we got to understand, the blessings of God. Amen. God wants to bless us. Once again, one man gain to win the whole world and lose his soul. Amen. See, the thing about this has been, amen, praise the Lord, has been blessed. Amen, praise the Lord. It's like all these people that call themselves, amen, praise the Lord, the millionaires, the more millionaires, amen, praise the Lord. What is money going to do? Money ain't going to take them to heaven. When they die, amen, praise the Lord, they're going to go, amen, praise the Lord, the same way they came. Amen, praise the Lord. They won't have no money. Amen. All the money in the world ain't going to be worth for nothing. Amen, praise the Lord. But we are blessed. Amen, praise the Lord. We were. And verse 5, blessed are they meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hungry and thirst after righteousness, for they shall, right there is a good thing, right there, in verse 6. Blessed are they which do hungry and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. So therefore, if we, I mean, that's what we got to pray. Lord, give me the desire to give me the desire to read the Bible. Lord, give me the desire to pray, Lord. And give me the desire to go to church, Lord. And give me the desire to serve you, hallelujah. Lord, give me the desire, and then pray, Lord, to tell people about you. Lord, give me the desire to be closer to you. I can talk to you, have a fellowship with you. And then pray, Lord, to be submitted unto you, to walk holy, to walk right, and be for you, hallelujah. Amen, praise the Lord. And that's what blessings are. Amen, praise the Lord. The Bible says, amen, praise the Lord, he seeks you the kingdom of God, and all these other things shall be added unto you. Amen, praise the Lord. And we serve God, we seek God, amen, praise the Lord, and all these other things will follow us. Amen, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And that's what God wants for us. Amen, praise the Lord, to do. Amen, praise the Lord. What is the blessing? Amen, praise the Lord. I know, amen, praise the Lord, bless, amen. Bless the man. Hallelujah. Amen, praise the Lord. They are not walking the, amen, praise the Lord, in the way of the righteous, amen, praise the Lord. And you know, that we are blessed. You know, a lot of people talk about us. A lot of people say, well, you are fashion. A lot of people say, hey, well, you're just different than we are. A lot of people, amen, point their fingers because we don't be partakers of somebody else's sin. Amen, praise the Lord. But let me tell you something. We are blessed, amen, praise the Lord. We are blessed, amen, praise the Lord, because one day, amen, praise the Lord, we will enter into the kingdom of God, amen, praise the Lord. And I want to hear the words that Jesus said, well done, my child. You was faithful for a few things that will make the rule of the meaning. Amen, praise the Lord. We got to understand where our blessings are. Where our blessings come from, amen, praise the Lord. Has our blessing come from the government? Has our blessing come from the friend? Has our blessing come from somebody else, amen, praise the Lord? No, our blessing needs to come from the Lord, amen, praise the Lord. We got to depend on him. See, a lot of people don't want to depend on God because they don't want God to rebuke them, amen. And if God, I say, if he, if he and he just touched doors that he loves in the presence of the Lord. So if you wanna, he's gonna rebuke you. He's gonna tell you what to do, what not to do. Amen, praise the Lord. Once again, we live under grace. Amen. If we live under grace, amen, praise the Lord. We all got to be obedient unto God. We got to be obedient unto the Holy Ghost. Amen, praise the Lord. To God is to lead us unto the true. Amen, praise the Lord. It's like I said, so many people today. Well, I know God. I know God. Well, let me tell you something. If you know God, wow, you live in sin. If you know God, why you continue things that you do? Why you continue lying? Why you continue doing fornication?
Yeah.
Why you continue disobeying God? Amen. If you know God, that he's righteous. You know God. Amen. Praise the Lord. He's just. Amen. Praise the Lord. If you know God, one day, amen, praise the Lord, right now he's the Savior. But one day he's going to sit down, amen, praise the Lord, and the throne of judgment. And praise the Lord, today is your Savior. One day he's going to be your judge. Amen, praise the Lord. Let me tell you something. You do no one except before God and him to be your judge. I want him to be my Savior today. Praise the Lord. But one day he's going to be the judge, and he knows everything you do, and he knows everything you, praise the Lord, that you do. Amen, praise the Lord, and disobedience, and walk, and praise the Lord, on the way of ungodly. Amen, praise the Lord. But he wants for us, amen, praise the Lord, to come out from among them and be separated. He wants for us to be different than somebody else. He don't want for us to talk like somebody else talk. He don't want, amen, praise the Lord, for us to talk like the world. Amen, praise the Lord. He don't want for us to be imitate the world. He want for us to imitate him, to be like him, to walk like him. Amen, praise the Lord, to love like him, and to do the things that he done. Amen, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And do, praise the Lord, and serve him, praise the Lord, with everything that is within us, because church is all we got. He is all we need. We only got Jesus Christ in this world. Amen, praise the Lord, because everybody will forsake you. Your mama will forsake you. You know, especially the days that we live. Amen. How many mamas walk away and leave the kids behind? Amen, praise the Lord. How many daddies will do the same thing? Amen, praise the Lord. How many parents will take the kids, amen, praise the Lord, and give them, and buy drugs and buy alcohol for them? That is no love. Amen, praise the Lord. If you love your son, you love your daughter, you won't buy no drugs for them. You won't buy no alcohol for them. Amen, praise the Lord, because you're trying to destroy them. Amen, praise the Lord. And that's what God wants for us to come and to be different. Amen, praise the Lord. And somebody that loves their kids, they will respect them. They will love them. They will tell them. They will tell them that sin is sin, and wrong is wrong, and right is right. And amen, praise the Lord. Lord, and the right thing it is to serve God, amen, praise the Lord, and to live for him every day, amen, praise the Lord. And once again, praise the Lord, in verse 6, the blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Amen, praise the Lord. You know, this is my desire. You know, I said, Lord, so many times, I said, Lord, I want to be more hungry. Lord, I want to be more thirsty for you. I want to be more holy for you. Amen, praise the Lord, I want to feel the Holy Ghost 24-7. Amen, praise the Lord. I want to walk in the Spirit. Amen, praise the Lord, because there's nothing. I try alcohol, I try drugs, I try everything out there. Amen, praise the Lord, and nothing will satisfy my soul. You like I'm a Jesus Christ is my personal Savior, and I was filled with the Holy Ghost, and I praise the Lord. I was satisfied. Amen. Praise the Lord. I don't want nothing else. Amen. Praise the Lord, because he satisfied my soul. Amen. Praise the Lord. And Lord, so many people, amen, praise the Lord, they go to church and still and drugs and still living in sin. Amen. Praise the Lord, because they are not satisfied. Amen. Praise the Lord. When you are not satisfied, when you're not satisfied with something, you look for something else. Amen. Praise the Lord. But when you're satisfied with God, amen, praise the Lord, you don't look for something else. You don't look for the things of this world to satisfy your soul. You don't look, amen, praise the Lord, hallelujah, for drugs or alcohol or nicotine or anything. Amen, praise the Lord. A lot of people say, well, the reason I smoke because I want the smoke will calm my nerves. Let me tell you something. Hallelujah. If you come unto Jesus, you surrender to him, he will take, amen, praise the Lord, the nerve condition. He will save you. He will set you free. Amen, praise the Lord. The Bible says in the book of John, who the Son set free is free indeed. Amen, praise the Lord. And that's what God wants for us to do. Amen. That's why a lot of people don't believe on God no more. That's why a lot of people not serving God, because it's okay, Christians, amen, they still living like the world. They still doing the things they used to do. Amen, praise the Lord. They're still chorusing like they used to, because they're still doing the habit. They still got the habits they used to have. And they say, amen, God has done something, amen, praise the Lord. I know God is willing to do something. God is standing at the door, amen, praise the Lord. He just says to you, amen, let him work on your life. Let him work on you, on your mind. Let him work on everything. He will clean you out. He will take everything. He will take all the filth of your mind. He will take all the filth of your heart, amen. He will clean you up, amen, praise the Lord, and he'll make you blessed, amen, praise the Lord, because he wants for us to be his blessed. He wants for us to be his people, amen, praise the Lord, blessed, hallelujah, and be filled with the power of God, be filled with the Holy Ghost, amen, praise the Lord. And verse 7, blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. See, we got to have a mercy. So we got to have mercy on people. Amen, praise the Lord. See, in the days that we live, a lot of people don't have mercy on nobody. Amen. They can go up on somebody. It doesn't matter who it is. Amen, praise the Lord. Like, you know, there's some people that abuse the kids. Some people abuse the elderly. Amen, praise the Lord. Some people abuse, amen, praise the Lord, the disabled. Amen, praise the Lord. Now, if you want to find mercy, you better have mercy on somebody else. Amen. Because it doesn't matter where you go to church. No, why it doesn't matter what you pay that tax, no. Amen, praise the Lord. If you don't have no mercy on somebody, neither your heavenly Father, which is in heaven, will have mercy on you. Amen, praise the Lord. We got to be merciful. We got to have a mercy. Amen, praise the Lord. We got to pray for people. We got to, amen, praise the Lord. You know, what is a mercy? Amen, praise the Lord. You know, I remember, praise the Lord, 10, 15 years ago, the people used to come in the church and pray and praise and pray for somebody. Pray for my co-worker. Pray for my friend. Pray for my neighbor. Amen. Praise the Lord, because they go through this, amen. There was mercy. They had mercy upon them, amen, praise the Lord. But you don't hear that no more. You don't hear. You come and you talk about your neighbor all the time, and you say, so they are. No, they don't need you put in the help. They need salvation. They need you to pray for them, amen, praise the Lord. Have mercy upon them, amen, praise the Lord, so they can come unto repentance, because we all have, and we need mercy. We all need mercy, amen, praise the Lord, one time, amen, praise the Lord. And we need the mercy of God, amen, praise the Lord, because without his mercy, we are nothing, amen, praise the Lord. We got, amen, praise the Lord, once again, blessed is the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Verse 8, the blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. And that's the same body, amen, praise the Lord. Oh, a lot of people say, well, you don't have to be pure. You don't have to, amen, oh, I make mistakes. I'm a human. I make mistakes. No, you got to be pure. You got to, praise the Lord, every time you make mistakes, you sit down, lay down, amen, kneel down, whatever you want to do, and cry unto God, amen, praise the Lord. Let the God have the mercy upon me. Lord, forgive me. Forgive me, Lord, for the sins. Yeah. Forgive me for the things that I said. Forgive me, amen, praise the Lord, for whatever reason. Amen, praise the Lord. It's how that we can stay, amen, praise the Lord, with God, amen, praise the Lord. We can stay, amen, praise the Lord, with the blessings of God, amen, praise the Lord. He said, blessed are the pure in heart. A lot of people said today, there ain't nobody that have a pure heart. There ain't nobody, there's no way that in this world that we live, that you cannot have a pure heart, because you got to sin daily. You got to sin. No, the Bible doesn't say that you have to sin daily. Amen. We got that. We can have a pure heart. Amen, praise the Lord. We can sanctify. We can come unto God, let him sanctify us. We got to be willing to be sanctified. We got to be willing, amen, praise the Lord, to be holy. We got to be willing, amen, praise the Lord. We got to be sick of sin, amen, praise the Lord. We got to come out, amen, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, because God will give us the joy. God will give us the peace. God will give us, amen, praise the Lord, the love, amen, praise the Lord. We don't have to have nothing of this world, amen, praise the Lord. We don't need nothing from this world to have the things of God, amen, praise the Lord. That things that we're talking about, it's a spiritual thing. You cannot buy them. You cannot buy them with money. You cannot buy them with, amen, praise the Lord, with things in this world. It's, praise the Lord, it's a spiritual thing. It's supernatural come from God, amen, praise the Lord. Nobody can give you the things that God gives us, amen, in this world, amen, praise the Lord, because they come from God. Or so many people say, if you send me $1,000, you can send me $10,000, I will pray for you, I will pray for your family. Let me tell you something, they're going to give you money, yes, because they don't really care nothing about you. They don't even know you. How can they pray for you, amen, praise the Lord? Only one that can pray is yourself and go on to God, amen, praise the Lord. And that's why God says, tear the veil, I mean, praise the Lord, the temple, so that we can go ourselves unto the holy. We don't have to have a high priest no more, because Jesus Christ is the high priest. Jesus told us, and he said us in the book of John, I mean, praise the Lord, chapter 14, I mean, praise the Lord, I believe 12, 13, somewhere in there, and he said, wherever we ask and to the Father in his name, in the name of Jesus, he will do for us, I mean, praise the Lord. So we don't need somebody else. We don't need $15,000 to pray to God. We don't need $5,000 so God can hear our prayers. You don't have to pay nothing. To go to your closet, praise the Lord. Go to your closet, man, praise the Lord. Shut the door. If you want to talk to him, you can have a fellowship with him, amen, praise the Lord, and talk to him, amen. He wants to talk to you. He wants to talk to you, amen, praise the Lord. He wants, amen, praise the Lord, have a fellowship with you. Say nothing. I tell you what. You can have a lot of friends in this world, amen, praise the Lord, but they nothing like being a friend of God. Be friend of God, amen, praise the Lord, because he will talk to you, amen, no matter what time it is. He knows, he understands your situation. He understands your problems. He understands why you go through the things that you go, and he will never put you down. He will not tell nobody else your situation, amen, praise the Lord. And he is somebody you can trust, amen. He's somebody, amen, praise the Lord. You can lay your head up on his chest, amen, praise the Lord, and he will talk to you, hallelujah, the same way the disciples done when they were start weary, amen, praise the Lord, and hungry, amen, praise the Lord. They sat down and rest, amen, praise the Lord. And I can see some of the disciples, the Bible says that here, that they will lay their head and on, amen, praise the Lord, he just, amen, and to rest, amen. Why can we do that today? Can we lay on him so we can rest, amen, praise the Lord. There's so many people today that go to and fro and looking for help, looking for a spiritual thing. A lot of people go to the witchcraft. A lot of people go to the find read or trying to find hope, trying to find the future. I'll tell you the future, amen, praise the Lord. If you come, amen, praise the Lord, to Jesus Christ, you will have eternal life, amen, and you will be blessed, hallelujah. They won't cost you nothing, amen, praise the Lord. And God wants for us, amen, praise the Lord, to come to him and surrender to him, amen, praise the Lord. In verse 9, blessed are the peacemakers. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. And that's what God wants for us to do. And be, amen, praise the Lord. Blessed are the peacemakers. He wants for us to be a peacemaker. He wants for us, amen, praise the Lord. Anytime we see trials, people who want to get a fight, want to win this, amen, praise the Lord, to come between them, amen, praise the Lord, and say, well, that's okay. You don't have to fight this. You don't have to do that, amen. And we got to give it to God, amen, praise the Lord. Oh, in the days that we live, oh, I'll tell you what, as that pastor, I've seen everything. Before I knew, people want to get in fight and that in the shores. People want to, if I want an hour, people want to hate one another, and amen, praise the Lord. And where is the peacemakers today, amen, praise the Lord? We got to bring peace against them. We got to tell them, amen, praise the Lord. And God wants his, amen, praise the Lord. He blessed. Blessed are the peacemakers. Blessed. Or we want to be blessed. Or we can be blessed with all these things. All we got to do is serve God. All we got to do is submit ourselves to God. All we got to do is follow God. All we got to do is talk to God daily. All we got to do, amen, praise the Lord, hallelujah, is do what God says, amen, praise the Lord. He will fight your battle. All people can come against you. People can curse you. People can do this. And people can do that, amen, praise the Lord, hallelujah. And God will, praise the Lord, will justify. And God will bless you. He will make a way, amen, praise the Lord. And he will do things, amen, praise the Lord, that you'll be surprised what he will do, amen, praise the Lord, hallelujah. I just want to say a little bit about this situation. And praise the Lord, years ago I bought a property, and I was digging for my water pump, and that neighbor right there, he was in front of his house, and he was cursing me. He was calling me every name. He had a 12-pack of beer beside him, and he had a shotgun in his hands and cursed me and say everything. And I was just praying and praying and praying. Amen, praise the Lord. You know what? 3 days later, amen, praise the Lord, the owner of the house ran him out. And they said, I don't know what he ran us out for. We don't understand, but we're going to have to find a house. Because he told us if we don't move out, he will burn the house up. Amen, praise the Lord. And I knew what happened, amen, because I was talking to God. God, amen, praise the Lord, I didn't have to say nothing to the man. I didn't have to say a word to the man. I didn't have to even look to the man. Amen. Praise the Lord. But God done everything. Amen. And that's what God wanted. I was a peacemaker of the earth. I didn't want no trouble with the man. I knew the man needed salvation. He didn't know what he was doing. Amen. Praise the Lord. But God fought it for me, church. Amen. And that's what God wanted for us to do, to be a peacemaker. Amen. Praise the Lord. To surrender to God. Because God will fight for us. If we for us, we are his kids. I don't care how old you are. You can be 60, 70, 80, 90, 100 years old, or 200 years old. How old you are, amen, praise the Lord, you must say, I'm big enough to take care of myself. No, you are not big enough. You just make a trouble. Amen, praise the Lord. You just make a mess. But you leave it to God. Be a peacemaker and put everything on God's hands. Amen, praise the Lord. You want to be blessed. You want to be blessed. Put it on God's hands. Amen. Praise the Lord. So therefore, in verse 10, blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake. For that is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness. How many people in the days that we live that's been persecuted for righteousness? Oh, a lot of people have been persecuted because they run their mouths and their clothes and everything. Amen. Praise the Lord. But really, how many people that's been persecuted? Well, I'm talking in the United States. How many people has been persecuted because of the gospel? How many people has been persecuted? Amen. Praise the Lord. Because they're preaching the gospel. How many people has been persecuted? Amen. Praise the Lord. Because, amen. Praise the Lord. Of righteousness. Amen. Praise Lord, because you hold him, amen, praise the Lord. How many people in the days that we live, amen, praise the Lord, if people can call themselves a Christian, somebody looks them bad, they're ready to fire, amen, praise the Lord. What is the persecution? What is the, let me tell you something, it's a great persecution that's coming upon the United States, upon the whole world, amen, praise the Lord, hallelujah. We better be right with God, amen, praise the Lord, because if we are not right with God, we will not overcome the persecution, amen, praise the Lord, because they will begin to persecute the church, they begin to persecute the ministers. They will be persecuted. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. To the Christians. I'm talking to Christians. If you're a Christian, you won't have to stay the persecution. You're going to have to go to the persecution. People will come close you. People will beat up on you. People will call you names. Amen. Praise the Lord. If you want to be blessed, you want to go to heaven, you will have to stand the persecution and say, glory heavenly. Hallelujah. I can do nothing on my own, but I belong unto you because we are here. Amen. Praise the Lord. We are his kids. We are his child. Amen. Praise the Lord. And we are blessed. Amen. Praise the Lord. That we got to stay away from sin. We got to stay away from the things of this world and be separated. Hallelujah. We got to be holy. Hallelujah. We got to be, amen, praise the Lord, the way that God want for us to be. Amen. Praise the Lord. Verse 11, I guess, bless all ye when man shall revile you and persecute you, and shall say, oh, man of evil against you falsely for my sake. Amen. 11 against him. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you, and shall say, oh, man of evil against you falsely for my sake. So, you know, blessed because they're going to say something against you. No, blessed because you're going to overcome them. That's how we're going to be blessed. We're going to be blessed because we overcome them. We're going to stand the persecution. We're going to stand, amen, praise the Lord, what they say, man. The Bible says in the book of Peter, the devil's like a roaring lion seeking who can make the devour, amen, praise the Lord. And some it might be your family. He might be the ones in your household that will persecute. They come against you. They will call you Christian. They will call you hallelujah. They will call you hypocrite. They will call every name that is. Amen. Praise the Lord. For you got to stand and form in the persecution. Ignore, walk away, and pray for them. Amen. And like Jesus prayed when he was on the cross. And he looked the crown. He looked the soldiers. They put the nails on his feet. The soldiers, they put the nails on his hands. The soldiers put the spear on his side. And he looked them, and he prayed to the Father. He said, Father, forgive them, for they don't know what to do. And that's what we got to do. We got to stand before God, and when people persecute us, when people come against us, when people talk evil about us, we got to go to the Father. Not go to them, but go to the Father. Go to Jesus Christ, amen, and say, Lord, they come against me. They talk about me, Lord. Hallelujah. Because you know what he's going to say. He said, well, they persecute me too. Yes, hold on a little bit, amen, because I'm coming soon, amen, praise the Lord. I'm coming to give my church. I come to give my children. You know why he's coming? He's coming after those that bless. He's coming after them, blessing his blessed people. He's coming, amen, praise the Lord, after all the people, amen, praise the Lord, they've been blessed, amen, praise the Lord. And that's up to us. If we want to be blessed, we got to do these things, amen, praise the Lord, that Matthew chapter 5 is talking about, amen, praise the Lord. So therefore, at the end in 12, in verse 13, rejoice and be excited, exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecute they the prophets which were before you. So all the world is persecution that's been going on for years and thousands of years. Amen, praise the Lord. So that when that time comes, amen, praise the Lord, they're going to persecute us. Amen, praise the Lord. Hey, no strange things that happen, because you are not the first person that's been persecuted. You are not the first person that's been, there's already somebody else that's been persecuted. There's somebody was persecuted that was before Jesus. There's somebody was persecuted, amen, praise the Lord, before Daniel. Somebody was persecuted before David. Somebody was persecuted, amen, praise the Lord, before Job. Somebody was persecuted before Abraham. Amen, praise the Lord. There has been a persecution of God's people, amen, praise the Lord. But we are blessed if we overcome us. We are blessed if we overcome the persecution, and we are blessed, amen, praise the Lord, if we walk, praise the Lord, if we don't walk in the way I say, no, amen, praise the Lord. But we are blessed, amen, praise the Lord, if we obey God, amen, praise the Lord, and do the things that God, he want for us to do, and walk, amen, praise the Lord, the way that he want for us to walk, talk, amen, praise the Lord. And no matter what people like, so no, I know sometimes they hurt you when somebody don't like you, when people say they don't like you, when you know that people don't like you. And I know sometimes they hurt you, amen, praise the Lord. And look up, amen, because there's somebody in heaven, somebody said on the throne, and somebody said on the right hand of the Father, and say, I love you, son, I love you, daughter, I care for you, I die for you. If you die one time, I will come and I will wash over you, amen, praise the Lord. You know, the Bible said in the book of Psalms 91, he said, he gave his angels charge over thee as to protect thee, amen, praise the Lord. And that's what God wants for us to do. He gave his angels charge over us. Amen, we are not alone, amen, praise the Lord. And we got, as David said in Psalms 23, he said, mercy and grace shall follow me all the days I'm alive. Yes, why? Mercy and grace follow us. The angels of God follow us. Amen. Was with us. Amen. Praise the Lord. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. Is with us. We got an army. We got, amen, praise the Lord. We don't have to feel alone. We don't have to feel like nobody cares, because somebody cares. Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, it's a special thing. It's special when we can think, well, a lot of people in this world don't care nothing about me. But man, we can think about it. Well, the host of heaven, praise the Lord, they love me. All the impressions, praise the Lord, they love me. Everybody, my name is written in the book of life, amen, praise the Lord. And they know me, and I know them, and I am in my way, amen, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We might be persecuted for a little while, but praise the Lord. After a while, maybe a year, maybe next year, maybe tomorrow, maybe next month, maybe next week, amen, praise the Lord. We will be walking, praise the Lord, the street of gold, amen, praise the Lord. And we've been walking, praise the Lord, and praise God, glorify God, amen. And praise the Lord is where we're going to say, I'm blessed, amen. I am blessed, amen, praise the Lord. I'm blessed because I didn't walk in the way I said. No, I'm blessed because I didn't be partakers, amen, praise the Lord, with him. I am blessed, amen, praise the Lord, because I didn't live like they live. I'm blessed because I separate myself. I am blessed, amen, praise the Lord, because I pray, amen, praise the Lord. I'm blessed because I was overcome, amen, praise the Lord, by the testimony. I'm blessed because I overcome by the blood of Jesus, amen, praise the Lord. And we are blessed, amen, praise the Lord, George, and it's up to us, amen, praise the Lord. God want for us to be blessed, and he will bless us if we separate ourselves from sin. God will know. Listen, God will not bless sin. If you want to be blessed, you better give way from sin and come unto Jesus Christ, because God will know. He will not bless sin. Amen, praise the Lord. And that's what God wants for us to do, amen, praise the Lord. So stay away from sin and stay away, amen, praise the Lord, for all the sins of this world, amen, praise the Lord. And praise the Lord. So I don't know if you say to me, I pray somebody got something. Somebody will give blessed, amen, praise the Lord.
Well, thank you, brother, for coming on and helping us and obeying the Lord. We're going to have, go ahead and give us your prayer request, and then we'll have Tim to sing a few songs, and we'll come back around and pray for the needs.
Amen.
You have any prayer requests?
Yes, I'd like to continue praying for all my family in Mexico and all the needs of the Lord. And my sister is going to have I'm not sure if she's going to have the surgery done on the 13th. She's been waiting for this for about 2-3 years, and then the cops come in, and then they put it off. And so it looks like she's going to have it done now. And I praise the Lord. He's praying for her, because now there's no doctors. The doctors they used to do, they die there on the city, on the state. Now she has to drive the bus 8 hours to go to different hospital, and it's a long way for the surgery that she's going to have done. And so, he's praying for her. And, you know, I know God is able to heal her. Amen, praise the Lord, before even the time. Amen, praise the Lord. So, yes, Allah, we have to continue praying for her. And pray for my family. And continue praying for my brother-in-law, William and Junior. And I think, well, I know that Junior's got the COVID, and he's been had a lot of problems with his heart. And he's had a lot of things. Yes. I mean, anything you mentioned, he's got it. So, you know, he just needs a miracle in his life. Amen. Praise the Lord. God knows everything about it. Like I said, William, too. And we praise all the family there. They need blessing. This lady, you know, she had a son, and she had to go. Last week, she said she had to go to Atlanta. And her son was going to have a surgery done. I don't know. Here I have about 20-25 surgeries done, and I don't know. I really don't want to go to other things because I really know much about it. But God knows everything, and you know, I tell her that we pray for her. So just pray for the situation. God knows who it is, and let me praise the Lord, and let me praise the Lord, and just continue to pray for our church, man. We got 3 services now, and we got service in English in the morning, 10 o'clock. Let me praise the Lord, and one in Spanish, 1 o'clock, and then one in the evening, 6 o'clock, in English. So we just like for everybody that's going to be with us. Amen. Praise the Lord. Just continue to pray for us. Amen. Praise the Lord. And continue to pray for me and Lily. Amen. Praise the Lord. And so many people in her family, they got COVID. Continue to pray for all those people. Even the people that we don't know, people that people talk about it, you know, and a lot of people, some people that we know that pass away with it. So I'd love for you to continue to pray for them, that God will move in the situation. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Okay, we're going to have Kim come around and sing a few songs, and then we'll get back and we'll pray for the people here. And remember all the people on Facebook, they have needs too. And lift them up to the Lord in prayer. All the ones all around the world that's been listening to us, we thank you and thank God for you. And just keep tuning in and listening. Tell your friends and your family and your neighbors about the broadcast. And like and share the broadcast out for us if you don't care, so the gospel can be preached to the other people. Okay, we're going to have Kim come around and sing.
Oh, how sweet you are, child, you're forgiven. He spoke to my soul. Thank you.
Jesus. It's the best division. Time and faith have always followed me.
I'm searching for two.
too far to look back. Come on, give me the hope.
Thank you, Jesus. I just praise God for what he's doing on this broadcast. We've had a lot of people commenting about it and being blessed by it. So that, and just pray for all the people out there listening. And like I said before, they have needs just like we do. And pray for our pastor, Brother Don Harris. He had a stent put in a few days back, and he's really needing God's strength right now and needing healing. And pray for Brother James Miles that comes on the radio with us. He's down tonight. He had his elbow operated on yesterday, and he's in a lot of pain, so remember him. And remember his 92-year-old mother. She's needing healing in her body also. And all of his family that need to be saved. And remember Brother Robert Jenkins. He's had surgery on his foot, I think maybe on Tuesday. So remember him. He's going to be out of work for a while, so remember him. And remember all the people sick with COVID-19. It just breaks my heart. There's so many people with that virus. We need to just curse it, and we need to pray against it and get those spirit out of this land. And remember the Katrina Hedrick family. She passed away. She was from the Hasties. She was from the Hasties group and that sung. And her husband also needs prayer. He's in ICU event fighting for his life. His name's Greg Hedrick. So remember him. And pray for my niece, Patty. She's got a bad infection in her body and needs God's touch. My nephew, Andy Corden, still needs healing in his body. His oxygen's been really low, and he's not been able to breathe real good since he had the stent put in. And he's still a young man in his 40s, so just pray for him and his family. My niece, Sedona Young, she's needing healing in her body. She's needing healing in her lungs and in her heart. And Rosa Branham's brother and family, they have COVID, so remember them in prayer. Stephanie Alton said remember her mom and dad. They have COVID and not doing too good, so remember them. Thomas Swilling needs prayer. He's going to be having surgery on September the 30th, and also pray for his wife, Shelly. And Tracy Shedd says to remember her sister and brothers that need deliverance. And remember this country and all the stuff that's going on. Remember all the people still stuck in Afghanistan that need God to move for them and need to get them out of there. And pray for all of our military and all the ones that lost their military families. Let's keep them lifted up in prayer and ask God to comfort them. And just pray for all of our loved ones that are lost. Everybody I know, probably everybody has some that are lost in their families. So let's just lift up each other's families to God and ask God to touch them and bring them on in. Joyce Mullen said to remember her and her family. Brenda Carden says to remember Oregon and to remember her that she heals from the procedure that they did on her. And just pray for Trish Baggett. She said that her brother and his have the COVID. Don McRae needs healing in her body. needs a miracle, so remember her. And Doris Finley says to remember her and her lost loved ones that need to be saved. She said, so many people on their way to hell, and it breaks my heart.
We just need
to really pray for these people that are living out in sin and just ask God to bring them in and just believe. And that's what it's going to take, is us believing for them. And I know that God will come in if we just believe. Tracy Rickman also says to pray for her grandson that has COVID and her granddaughter that had some wisdom teeth cut out today. And pray for all the families that are going through different things. There's so many people going through different things right now, it's pitiful. But we know a big God that knows how to meet their needs. So we'll just continue praying for these people and pray for Junior that needs a miracle in his body. Pray for William. Yes. And just remember me and Tim, we got a sinus infection that's been going on for a while. And just pray that it'll get on out of here. Because it just keeps choking her throat up there. All that jumping around on it. Remember June Painter. She said, remember her son, James, that's in Duke Hospital. They had to fly him out there the other day. So remember him. Sandra Talent, that still needs God's healing touch. She had corona here a while back, and she's still not doing the best. So remember her in your prayers. Kathy Easley said to remember her three-year-old grandson that has been sick and still is extremely sick, and they're waiting for a confirmed diagnosis of a rare but critical genetic disease. So remember this little three-year-old boy. God's able to lift him up and heal him from whatever disease he may have. Remember this 90-year-old couple that's been exposed to the COVID 19, and remember Nellie and Lisa and Serenity. They've been battling the COVID, so remember them. And remember Angie, Leon, and Daniel. Angie's been diagnosed with stage 2 cancer, and she goes to our church, and she's needing God's healing touch. She's going to be taking treatment soon, so just lift that family up. Brother Leon, he's been hurting his legs and stuff, and he's had a stroke and some time back, and still having a lot of problems from that. So just lift them up to God and ask God to touch them. Teresa Laxey said to remember her mother that is bedridden, and she's got a sweet mama. I met her when I was in Florida down there in a revival, and just pray that God touches her and meets her needs. Jeffrey Levengood has needing prayer. Allie needs healing in her body. Tina Hazelbaker and her husband need healing. Cookie Wood said to pray for her grandson that needs healing. I think he's been having kidney stones and really been hurting and needing healing. Crystal Dawn Ball needs healing. Kenny and Jamie need prayers. Larry needs prayer. Jeff Brown says to pray for his brother Patrick and his sister-in-law Lisa that have COVID. Continue to pray for all the people in the hospitals, the jails, the nursing homes, the shut-ins. And just pray for the churches that are still trying to hold on and keep the churches going.
Yes,
we're just going to have to trust the Lord and just go on by faith, and I believe God will meet our needs.
Praise the Lord.
Christine Lake needing healing in her body. She was sick last night and wasn't able to be at church, so remember her. And she needs prayer for her 5 boys that need salvation. Pray for our other 2 preachers, Brother Ron and Brother Mitchell. And pray for Prasad, he's in India. He said to pray for all the people there. There's a lot of COVID going on, and he's had COVID and been needing God's healing touch. Let's remember Brother Billy and Sister Bonnie, that God will touch them and their bodies. And remember Brother John Samples and his church and his wife Debbie. Pray for Gladys and Tim, and pray for their children to be saved, Chelsea and Brian. Remember Don and Tico and his wife, Layla. They're from the Philippines. Just pray that God will just touch them. Sandra Bowman needs healing in her eye and her cornea. And also salvation for her family. And remember Brother Franklin Bennett and Sister Hazel Bennett from the War Room Church. And pray for my great niece that is getting ready to have brain surgery this month. She's got a rare tumor on her brain. She's only in her 20s, and her name is Christian Moses Redrup. Remember her, and remember her mother, which is my niece, and has leukemia, and her dad also has leukemia, and my sister that has a lot of health problems. Her heart ain't hardly working, and they can't do no surgery on her because she's too she's not well enough to have it. And just remember that whole family when you pray. My sister-in-law, Barbara Dockery, she's near death, and just pray for her grandkids that she's had to raise. Her daughter died several years back, and she had to raise three of her grandchildren, and she had been helping with her granddaughter, but she's not able to do anything now. She's in the bed, and she's just been in and out, they said. So remember that family because they're heartbroken. Let's all go to the Lord in prayer and remember all the people, like I said, on Facebook that have needs. God knows all about them. And let's just go to the Lord in prayer, Brother Willie.
Amen.
God, we just praise you.
Yes, Lord, Heavenly Father, I thank you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for that blessed Lord. I thank you, Lord, because we know that you for our praise, Lord. As we come to you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I ask you, Lord, for these people, Lord. I pray, Lord, for the ones that need salvation, Lord, to save their soul, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. They come to you, Lord, and repent, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, because it's nothing too big, nothing is too difficult, Lord, for you, Lord. Lord, I pray that you will, Lord, they will call on you for your name, in the name of Jesus, Lord, and bless them and tell them and help them, Lord, to be, Lord, whatever. Lord, you want them to be, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we pray, Lord, I thank you, Father, Lord, I pray, Lord, oh, I pray, Lord, hallelujah, Lord, for this little boy, Lord, I ask you, Lord, to heal his body in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come against the power and take that with us, Lord, everything, Lord, this is you, Lord, we pray, Lord, for brother James Miles, Lord, I ask you, Lord, to heal his body, we command healing in the name of Jesus, Lord, we command healing, and we rebuke the sickness, Lord, we rebuke the pain, Lord, for his children, and show, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we praise, Lord, and I thank you, Father, Lord, I praise you, Lord, I glorify you, Lord, I magnify you, God, Lord, you holy name, because nothing is too big, nothing is too difficult, Lord, for you, Lord, even we claim the blood of Jesus over him, Lord, even running, Lord, Lord, I pray, Lord, hallelujah, Lord. Lord, I pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray, Lord, I pray, Lord, for Sister Betty, Lord, to heal their body, soul, and mind, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray for her sister, Lord, to be healed in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for her knees, Lord, they will have it. And brain storage, Lord, we claim the blood of Jesus, Lord, God, to watch, Lord, to protect, Lord. Lord, I pray that you will guard the doctor in the name of Jesus, Lord. Lord, everything that will be fine, Lord, if you need salvation, save her soul, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we praise you, Lord, and I thank you, Father, we praise you, Lord, and I thank you, Lord, for the blood, Lord, we come to you in the name of Jesus, Lord, pray for Junior and William, Lord, to save them, deliver them, Lord, touch their hearts and minds and heal their bodies, Lord. We come against the sickness, Lord, we come against the power of Satan, Lord, In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we pray, Lord. We pray, Lord, for the morning, Lord, to heal the body, don't the mind. As the living in heaven, Lord, to be, Lord, whatever, Lord, you want them to be, Lord. There's nothing too big, nothing less too difficult, Lord, for you, Lord, for we claim the blood of Jesus, Lord, for your people, Lord, we claim the blood of Jesus, Lord. If you never want, Lord, to watch, protect, deliver, Lord, and help us, Lord, to be, Lord, whatever, Lord, you want us to be, Lord, because there's nothing too big, nothing less too difficult, Lord, for you, Lord. If we claim the blood of Jesus over you, people, and we thank you, Father, Lord, I pray you, and I know I find you, Lord, we magnify you, God, Lord, your holy name, Lord, because you are worthy, Lord, to be praised. You are worthy, Lord, to be glorified, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, for the goodness, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for the blessing, Lord. And thank you, Lord, for the power. I thank you, Lord, for what you do for you people in the name of Jesus. As we call upon your name, Lord, we pray for the people that was left behind, Lord. Lord, hallelujah, Pakistan, Lord. I pray that you will push your hand in, Lord. Lord, not let the enemy destroy them, kill them, Lord. But we claim the blood of Jesus, Lord, over them to wash them, to protect them, and call upon your name, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we pray, Lord. And I ask you, Lord, to bless, Lord, your people, to deliver, Lord, help them, Lord, to be, Lord, whatever, Lord, you want them to be, in the name of Jesus, Lord, because nothing, Lord, is too big, nothing less difficult, Lord, for you, Lord. And Lord, we pray right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray, Lord, hallelujah, Lord, for Christ, Lord, to heal his body, to touch his mind, Lord, hallelujah, Lord, we pray, Lord, for all the people, Lord, that need salvation, Lord, to save them, Lord, in the name of Jesus, let them come unto you, Lord. Lord, we pray, Lord, for this great response, Lord, to heal his body, to touch his mind, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. All these other priests, Lord, they are the Lord, rebuke this statement. We take authority of the power of Satan, Lord, because this is coming from the enemy. This is coming from the enemy, and we rebuke in the name of Jesus, Lord, because it's nothing, hallelujah, nothing less to drink your people for you, nothing less to difficult, Lord, for you, Lord. But we claim the blood of Jesus over the Lord. Lord, you think you were believing in the teaching when you come for the evidence, Lord, let them pray the prayer of faith, Lord, and they shall be healed, Lord. We cannot lay the hands on them, Lord, so we can pray, believe with them in the name of Jesus, Lord. The sickness has to go, Lord, the healing, Lord, has come upon those bodies, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, restrain them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Give them the hallelujah, Lord, I pray, Lord, they will receive the word, they will receive the faith, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray for all the prayer requests on Facebook, Lord, you know the need, Lord, you know everyone, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray that you will touch each and every one, Lord, hallelujah, bless you people, Lord, give the listeners, I pray that you will come for them and bless them, Lord, and call upon your name in the name of Jesus, Lord, because it's nothing too big, Lord.
In the name of Jesus for protection, God, we just give you praise and give you glory, God, in the name of Jesus.
We believe, we know that you are the living, Lord. I pray, Lord, hallelujah, Lord, for this lady's kind, Lord. I pray that you will touch his heart, his mind, heal his body, Lord. Complete, Lord, the situation, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Lord, we praise you, Lord. Lord, we pray for the leaders of the country. Lord, I pray that you will touch all your people, Lord. You will touch the leaders, give the knowledge, Lord, to lead the country, Lord, to be, Lord, what it's supposed to be, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we praise you, Lord. There's nothing to be, nothing less to be, Lord, for you. And we pray for my family, man. Close, Lord, to save them, deliver them, to heal their bodies, touch their minds, help them, Lord, to be, Lord, whatever, Lord, you want them to be, then let them come against, hallelujah, against the power of Satan, Lord. And I thank you, Father. I pray that you will bless this broadcast. I pray you will bless this program, Lord. And, you, and Lord, they will be for your glory. They will be for your honor, Lord. And bless them spiritually, physically, Lord, financially. Lord, thank you, Lord. And I pray that you will make the way, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. They will be fair. Let make your way, Lord. Make the way, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. We know that you will, because you are the way maker, Lord. And I thank you, Jesus, Lord. We praise you, Lord. And I thank you, Father. We glorify, Lord. And I give it praise. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, Lord. We praise you, Lord. And I thank you, Lord. And we praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for the blessing.
Thank you, in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to baptize the tent revival that our friends are having. The tent revival will start September the 3rd going through the 11th, 7 p.m. nightly with Apostle Tony and Carolyn Rogers from Tulsa, Oklahoma. We've been in many, many services with them, and they'll be a blessing to you if you'll just go out and support them. And the location is, it's a big tent in Sweetwater on Highway 68 and Highway 11 across from the Walmart, across the road from the Walmart in Sweetwater, Tennessee. Come out and support the Tent Revival. It's at the Lions Club Field. So everybody come on out and be blessed with it. And our time has come and gone, so we're going to say we love you all and good night and God bless. And tune in next week at the same time from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, USA time. And we'll just say good night and God bless. And we thank God for everyone. Thanks for tuning in.
God bless you.
Thank you, Jesus.